The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2011, and Presidential Release number 400. We've been doing these releases since, my memory tells me, 1972. Dr. Jernigan did them first. I believe that he did 117. I think the last one he did was 117. Maybe he didn't do all of them. But anyway, there were 117, I believe, before I started. And now we're up to number 400. We've covered a lot of territory since then. The first joke on the presidential release was what you call a sleeping bull, and the answer, of course, was a bulldozer. I think that joke came from Larry McKeever. I have some joyous news for this release. Jessica Bechicha received her doctor's degree earlier this year, and she and Jason Ewell were married during the month of October. So she is now Dr. Jessica Ewell for certain purposes, and sometimes Dr. Jessica Bechicha for others. She and Jason are showing how joyous it is to be married to one another. I haven't seen them since, but I'm told that Stacy Cervenka and Greg DeWall were also married a few days ago. And I'm sure that they're having a glorious celebration time of their nuptials as well. I have some sad news. Don Galloway, who was president of the National Federation of the Blind of the District of Columbia, died on the 3rd of October. He had had cancer for some time, and I know that it is not a joyous moment when a person comes to the end of life, but he is now out of pain, and that is a good thing. Thelma Godwin, who helped to build our Georgia affiliate and also who supported our job opportunities for the blind program many years ago, died the weekend of October 22-23. I am sorry to have to tell you of her death. It was apparently an accidental death. Jim Gashel's mother, who was 101 years old, died in the last few days. He was going to be the representative for the Iowa convention this last weekend, and shortly before that time, his mother died, and we should keep that family in your prayers. Kim Dalton, who worked here at the center for some time until sometime in July, she contracted cancer some time ago, and she died on Sunday, this last Sunday. So you might keep the families of all these folks in your prayers. Since we last got together on the presidential release, I have been to the state of South Carolina. I've been some other places too, but the Federation Center of the Blind, which is a place to conduct business on behalf of the affiliate and to grow the affiliate and to help it integrate with programs of the National Federation of the Blind throughout the country, was established 50 years ago, and there was a 50-year celebration of the Federation Center of the Blind in Columbia, South Carolina. Dr. Capps, who is, of course, a doctor of the Federation, was there to deliver the keynote address. And also, our president in South Carolina, Parnell Diggs, came and talked for a minute or two about what he is encountering in his candidacy to become a member of the House of Representatives for the United States from South Carolina. So we had a great celebration. Pat and I went to that celebration, and we had a considerable of joyous time meeting with our friends in the Federation. I have a number of announcements. Here is one submitted by Emily Gibbs, which says, applications are open for the 2012 NFB Bell Program, the Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program is designed to provide 2 weeks of intensive Braille instruction to children. In 2011, 7 state affiliates hosted Bell programs. This year, we hope to bring the Bell program to other states. For more information, please contact Emily Gibbs, Education Program Specialist at 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or you can email egibbs, that's E-G-I-B-B-S, at nfb.org. Here is an announcement that I have from Anne Marie Laney. This says, bid for excellence. Let the bidding begin. This year's National Federation of the Blind program is Bid for Excellence. We are having our first national online auction. The auction, hosted on eBay, is underway now. It runs through December 5th. The auction has something for everybody, from deals on vacation packages to the perfect gift for the holidays. Visit www.nfb.org/bid for information about Bid for Excellence. We also need you to help in promoting our auction, so be sure to tell your friends, family members, and acquaintances about the Bid for Excellence. Tell everybody in your phone book and email address book and everybody in your contact list about this online auction. Encourage them to participate. An easy way to get the word out is through your social media tools, Facebook and Twitter. The more people who know about the auction, the better. If you have questions, if you would like more information, or if you would like to help promote the auction, please contact Anne Marie Laney at the National Office, 410-659-9314, extension 2371, and bid for the product you want most. Now here is an announcement about Santa Claus. Santa Claus has made the staff at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute honorary elves again this year. He has asked us to help him send letters in Braille to young blind boys and girls, those under age 10, in the United States. Between November 15th and December 20th, parents can go online at www.nfb.org and fill out a Santa Braille letter request form. The form can also be printed and faxed to 410-685-2340. Beginning December 1, the Braille letters from Santa will be going out to boys and girls around the country. The Braille letter will also be accompanied by a print copy for mom and dad to read, and parents can choose the contracted or uncontracted form of Braille for the letter. The deadline for letter requests is December 20th to ensure that a return letter in Braille is received before Christmas. For more information about this, please visit our website at www.nfb.org, or you can call Patricia Maurer here at the center. She is Chief Elf. Since we were last on the presidential release, there has been a meeting of a committee to consider quiet road transportation vehicles. We call it QRTV. The party working on noise included representatives from the United Nations. The forum is intending to harmonize vehicle regulations from around the world, which is a part of the United Nations effort. The meeting occurred in October, and we had attendees from all manner of countries. The chairman is from Germany, but we also had representatives from the United States. We had a number of representatives from major automobile manufacturers, and we had some representatives from the Department of Transportation. So the meeting was very successful, and one of the things we did was demonstrate how blind people travel in traffic with canes to those who participated in the meeting. On October 4th, 2011, Congressman Cliff Stearns, who is from Florida, and Congressman Tim Bishop, who is from New York, introduced the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act, H.R. 3086. The bill would phase out Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which allows employers who employ disabled people to pay workers who are disabled less than the federal minimum wage. As of October 31, the bill has 6 co-sponsors. It is critical that we gain more co-sponsorship from other representatives in the House of Representatives from around the country. Please call your Congress representatives in the House of Representatives. Set up meetings with your members of Congress immediately and ask them to support H.R. 3086, the Fair Wages for People with Disabilities Act. You can reach your member of Congress by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121, and then you ask for your member. If your member is willing to co-sponsor, please refer your member to, on the Republican side, Cliff Stearns' office. The person in that office is James Thomas, legislative director. Or on the Democratic side, Tim Bishop. The legislative representative for Tim Bishop is Tim Powers. Our success depends on how many of these people who are representing us in the House of Representatives sign on to co-sponsor the bill. So please move without delay. And if you have questions, get a hold of Anil Lewis at our usual number here, 410-659-9314. And his telephone extension is 2374. Again, that is H.R. 3086. I have an announcement here from the National Association of Blind Veterans, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, which says we will hold a lottery for wounded warriors who have lost their sight during Operation Iraqi Freedom or Operation Enduring Freedom. The winner will receive a free trip to Dallas, Texas, to attend the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind, which will take place June 30th through July 5th, 2012. The first prize will include airfare to the convention for the winner and a companion, hotel accommodations at convention rates, the registration fee and a banquet ticket, and the opportunity to meet and spend time with a whole organization of blind veterans. Entry in the contest is available on the National Association of Blind Veterans website. There is no charge to enter. Only one entry per person is permitted. For more information about the contest or the National Association of Blind Veterans, please visit www.nabv.org or call Dwight Sayer, President, at 407-877-8668. On September 26, 2011, the Department of Transportation issued a long-awaited supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking titled Non-Discrimination on the Basis of Disability in Air Travel, Accessibility of Websites and automated kiosks at U.S. airports. This notice was issued after years of advocacy by the National Federation of the Blind to stop airlines from discriminating against blind passengers, both on the web and at the airport. During a June meeting with the Department of Transportation, members of the staff there assured us that our years of advocacy had paid off and that our voices had been heard by the department. The notice explicitly mentions our advocacy and shows how our recommendations on websites and kiosks during the June meeting significantly contributed to the decisions that have been made in the notice. The Department of Transportation proposes to extend the Air Carrier Access Act to cover airline websites, ticket agent websites such as Travelocity and Orbitz, automated kiosks owned by airlines and automated kiosks owned by airports that are used by multiple airlines. The proposal includes robust technical standards that we are mostly satisfied will meet the demands of non-discrimination, and the notice uses a full accessibility approach rather than a separate but equal incremental approach. 2 years after the rule is made final, blind people should have full access to all functions on airline websites, and 60 days after the rule is final, airlines will not be allowed to purchase inaccessible kiosks. There are a few things we are concerned should be in the rule. Some of them involve timing and how to achieve accessibility during the transition. We are planning to submit detailed recommendations before the comment period is ended. The comment period closes on November 25th. You may file your own comments identified by the docket number, which is DOT-OST-2011-0177. You can do it in one of three ways. You can go to www.regulations.gov. You can find the docket number and follow the online instructions for submitting comments. Or you can send a comment by mail, but if you do, the docket number must be included, and that goes to the United States Department of Transportation, 1200 New Jersey Avenue Southeast, room W12, Washington, D.C., 20590-0001. Or the third way is to send a comment by fax to 202-493-2251. But however you send the comment, it must include the docket number. For more information, please contact Lauren McClarney at the National Office at the usual number. Her extension is 2207. Please get your comments in. If we are to have these comments be adopted, there must be strong support shown from around the United States. On October 11, 2011, the NFB and Penn State University announced that a settlement has been reached that resolves a complaint filed against Penn State with the United States Department of Education Office for Civil Rights, indicating that there were inaccessible systems used by Penn State that discriminated against the blind. There was no admission of wrongdoing by Penn State. Penn State has, however, agreed to implement a strategy to make all of the electronic and information technology systems used on its campus fully accessible to blind students, faculty, and staff. The information technology systems covered include course management systems, websites, classroom technology, library resources, banking services, and a number of other programs. This is one more indication that the work we are doing is paying off to bring equal access to information to all blind people at the same time that it becomes available to sighted people who are using the same systems. Patty Chang of Illinois serves as the chairperson of the scholarship committee, and she has indicated that a new scholarship application form is now available. It is on our website. It is, she tells me, easier to use than the previous form. The form must be submitted by March 31 of 2012 if you wish to be eligible for a scholarship from the National Federation of the Blind. And if you have questions, you can call here at 410-659-9314, extension 2415. This, of course, is November, and we have just finished with the Halloween holiday, and we're coming up to Thanksgiving, and then there will be the Christmas time. Thanksgiving is one of the most wonderful times of the year for me, and I also like Christmas, of course. But then, what holiday do I not like? I seem to like them all. We will be finishing the convention season in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll be turning our attention to the board meeting of the National Federation of the Blind. So matters move on apace in the National Federation of the Blind. The 400th presidential release came out in November. I don't remember the date of the first one, but it seems to me it was also in November. Anyway, it's been a long time that we've been making these. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the usual endings. Alexander LaBarre, who comes from Colorado and is son to Scott and Anahit LaBarre, says, "Why are soldiers so tired on April 1st? Because of the 31-day march. What do ghosts have for lunch on October 31st? Halloweeners. Why do turkeys go gobble, gobble? Because they have never learned good table manners."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.